Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show where we discuss culture, visual art, and the creative community. I'm your host, Amard, better known as Maddie, and thank you all so very much for tuning into 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news and smart talk all day. Feel free to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas' website at www.nagb.org.bs for all your current and upcoming shows, events, and programming. Also, shoot over to our mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio app to ensure you have us at your fingertips and on demand. Before we dive into this episode and welcome our amazing guests, I'd like to remind everyone of our current exhibitions that are currently on display. At the NAGB's main campus, we have Antonius Roberts, Art Ecology and Sacred Space, curated by Dr. Krista Thompson. And over at Bahamar's Current, The Echo, we have Hard Mouth, From the Tongue of the Ocean, curated by Ricardo Barrett and Mrs. Natalie Willis Wiley. Hey, Nat. Thank you all so very much for your continued support in sharing and discussing our Bahamian heritage. So in studio with me today, I have my NAGB family, our community outreach officer, Zeria Monroe Wilkinson, and our education assistant, Reagan Farrington, the only two ladies on the planet who can get me out of the studio and into the field here at the NAGB's campus. So if you guys hear any talking in the background, any noises in the background, it's because we have a lot going on here, and we're so excited today for the education team to share with you what they've been working on and what's planned. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
Hi. Thank you for having us, Maddie.
Thank you for having us.
So what has been going on in the life of NAGB recently, and specifically within the education department?
Always a lot. Always plenty. We right now are in complete autonomy mode. So every year kids and parents alike look forward to the Easter autonomy where they can bring their kids out. We have a giant Easter egg hunt for that golden Easter egg and that big prize. And after the Easter egg hunt, we have story time, bounce house. We have Happy Jumper will be here providing snacks for the kiddies. Princess in the Books will be here with story time. Reagan will be handling tours for all of the parents and students. And then we have NOA Harris-Smith doing an art workshop with the students. So that's this Saturday, beginning at 12 o'clock art in the afternoon at the gallery. So that's just what we're working on now, coming up. And so that's a real big thing. It's $12 per child. Every child needs an adult, but adults are free. Come on and hang with us. And so that's this weekend.
How can they register?
So you register by a link. So if you visit our website, the events are up there on the website. You just click on the link. If you're not sure where to find the link, you can email me, zwilkinson@nagb.org.bs. I'll be happy to sign you up. If you come into the store, Sonita will be happy to just sign you up, and you can pay one time. So we have multiple ways for you to sign up for the Artanoon.
Thank you so very much for the plug for Artanoon. So, Reagan, you've been a part of the NAGB family for quite some time, but I guess this is officially welcome to the team. Congratulations on your new position. How do you feel about it?
So, I am very excited off of a new position. I have been working with the NAGB since possibly 2017, 2018, and it is a very comfortable environment I've been in, and I just feel like I'm just jumping right back into the same flow of work and the same family, the same arms that has like embraced me over the years. So I'm very excited to join the team and continue to make great work with you guys.
Yay! Are you excited for Artanoon on Saturday?
Yes, always excited for an Artanoon. I've done several Artanoons with the NAGB, but the Easter is one of my favorites, just because I do get to see the kids, especially during the Easter egg hunt. When I tell you we have lots of eggs, we have a lot of eggs for these kids, so bring them out.
So when you say a lot of eggs, what do you mean a lot of eggs?
I mean like almost like 2,000 eggs going to be scattered all over the campus, all filled with candy, mainly for the kids, but the adults and parents could pitch in as well. But it's going to be a very exciting time. I'm very excited to do it because it is one of my first events as an official team member. And
that's so exciting. I know. I can't wait. So we're going to talk about the Artanoon in just a little bit. But now, let's talk about the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition that's coming up. With national access to the country's national collection being so very important to the NAGB, tell us a bit about what the Inter-Island Travel Exhibition truly is and what's expected for the upcoming show.
So the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, the ITE, is a way for us to take the national collection to our brothers and sisters on the Family Island so that everybody, no matter where you are in the Bahamas, can have access to that national collection. National don't mean that so hard, right? So this exhibition is entitled 30 Island Life Perspectives, and it looks at what it's like, depending on where you are in this country, to be a Bahamian, and how that Bahamian experience is so wide and varied and not the same for anyone. It's certainly not the same growing up in Cat Island as it is growing up in Nassau, as growing up in Grand Bahama, growing up in Exuma.
Right.
There's a vastly different experience, but they're all connected by certain threads of similarities. And so that's what the show is focused on. The next stop for the ITE is Georgetown Exuma.
Yay!
At the Exuma Arts Network Gallery with San San Lam and the team down there. We're excited to go back down there and see them. It opens on April 1st.
Nice.
And it's not a joke. Thomas is on April Fool's. We will be there on April 1st. We're welcoming you with open arms to see that exhibition. We have quite a few works that haven't traveled to the Exuma before. So we're excited for that. Quite a few sculptures. And the Exuma Arts Network team will be leading workshops on the ground with Exuma Native, Exuma residents. Anyone who wants to come, you and Exuma, you want to come out, come out. She's going to have high school workshops. She's going to do sip and paints with the adults. We're going to have the opening. She's going to do creators talk while we're there. So, I mean, hey, if you're in Exuma April 1st through May 14th, because that's when the show comes down, then come and check us out at the Exuma Arts Network Gallery in the MIB building in Georgetown.
What specific pieces were a hit in the during the last iteration of 30 Island Life Perspectives that just wrapped in Long Island? If you're able to share any kind of feedback.
I don't know if I can say there are any particular pieces that were hits. The kids really liked walking because we had a Dennis Knight piece, Ocean, is it called Ocean or Sea?
Something like that, right?
Yeah, but it's a Dennis Knight piece that they really liked because we also paired that with two porcelain dolphins.
Ooh.
And so it became like an ocean scene, and the kids really liked walking around that. What was really, I will say, it was fun for them was Tyrone Ferguson's bumper, which is his iteration of the female
derriere.
And they loved that they were allowed to see that, and it was art, and they got to talk about it because they went with their art class and they had to write about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, we can write about this, and I'm going to write about bumper. And I'm like, yeah. You're welcome. So the students did come and they did the tours, and that was a lot of fun. And we went to a lot of the class schools ourselves, and we did activities with. We visited, and I have to say this, every single primary school, upper primary school on the island.
Wow.
In the space of a day.
Oh no.
From morning to evening, from one end of the island to the next. And we were like, we're going to see them all. We worked with them all. And that was, I mean, it was exhausting. It was over 80 kids.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. They were all so receptive. You can tell that our teacher there is really working. Shout out to Natasha Knowles, because they knew their shapes. They knew their forms. They knew their everything. And we had a blast showing them. We had Blue Curry's piece, NASA from Above. They really enjoyed that. And they really enjoyed Alan Wallace's piece. And they did a lot of Zen tangles around that.
Nice.
So that was a lot of fun. And Long Island, big up Long Island.
Big up Long Island.
The Miss Cartwright, both the Miss Cartwrights at the Long Island Museum. They worked really hard with us on that. And so that was a lot of fun.
So tell us a bit about what's expected for this Exuma iteration of 30. What do you think or anticipate will be some of the standout themes or pieces?
This iteration is a bit larger than the Long Island one because the space is different. Because with the ITE, every space that it travels to is different. And so the show has to be tailored to the space. But we have quite a few more photographs, I think, in this one than in the Long Island show. But I think where Long Island was heavy on the students, Exuma is heavier on the older folks.
Nice.
So I love that about every space is different. So they already, Exuma Snapchat has a network, they have a following. And so they're waiting to come out and do their wine and cheese nights and see the art. And they want to, so they want to do their sip and paint.
All right.
And so there's a larger community of adults just wanting to be a part and to commune with the artwork. So I think photographs are going to really appeal to them in that. I think the John Salatin piece, the harbor view, is going to really appeal to them in that. I think the older photographs with like the San Fitzoyas.
Yes.
Even though the William Henry is like,
okay,
those are gonna really remind some of our older folks. It's like, oh, I was there.
I remember that.
So I feel like that's an entirely different experience, and that's one thing I love about the ITE is, depending on which island we go to and when we go there, we get entirely different people, yeah, and they have entirely different experiences with the same artwork.
I love that.
So I think that's amazing. For me.
And absolutely.
Then, yeah.
So tell us a bit about the partnership with Exuma Arts Network. How was it created? Do you know? Well, I mean, we know Santa. We love Santa here at NAGB. We love the entire Exuma Arts Network team. But tell us a bit about some of the work that they've done or some of the work that they do, even without the IT.
So we partnered with the Exuma Arts. Has it been since 2019?
Yeah.
It's been a while. And I don't know if I was a part of the conversation, but I remember just some lady coming in and she's like, so I live in Exuma and I want to do this thing. What do you think?
Yeah.
And of course, that person ended up being San San Lam. And she ended up starting Exuma Arts Network. And she started and she said, okay, so I have this thing and I have ideas. How do I do what you're doing in Nassau here?
Yeah.
And we love that question, right? Because we don't like to come into a space and be bullies. Like, here's what you're going to do. We're going to just open this thing. But we have someone who is a native of Exuma and a part of the community saying, we want to do what you do in Nassau for Exuma's people because they're a part of your mandate.
Agreed.
Really. So we were like, okay, you're right. Katrina was like, absolutely. And she ran with it. So other than the ITE going there, we also do murals with them. We just finished a mural with them in partnership with BNT for BNT's new space down there. And the summer camp.
Nice.
So they do the summer camp with us in partnership with us every year. So whatever the theme is here, the theme is over there. So NAGB, we have y'all in Exuma for the summer. Y'all like, we can miss
summer camp. No, you won't.
We're in Exuma. Go and see us at the National Art Gallery. The team down there is amazing and they have the materials. They do the same curriculum as us. And the work from the Exuma summer camp gets sent to Nassau to be a part of the exhibition, the fan exhibition here in Nassau. So everyone's included. Everyone's a part of the experience and the show and the whole thing. And we can do joint classes because technology exists.
Right.
We are having a blast working with the Exuma community through the Exuma Arts Network.
That is amazing. So remind everyone when and where the upcoming exhibition in Exuma will be again.
Yeah, so the exhibition in Exuma, the ITE 30, Analyze Perspectives, opens on April 1st at 12 noon. We have cocktails and snackies.
Ooh.
Come out and see us. We're there all from 12 o'clock straight until 6 for the opening. And the show stays up until May 14th. And between that time, the Exuma Arts Network is planning other like wine and cheese nights, curators talks, things like that. They're going to be sprinkled during that time. So you have multiple opportunities to engage with the show, speak with us, speak with the team, see the artwork, all the things, schedule a tour. We had a garden club come to see us the last time.
Oh my gosh.
So schedule a tour and bring all the girls, bring all the guys, and have fun with us.
That is exciting. For more information, definitely check out energyb.org.bs so that you guys can get the full schedule of what's going down in Exuma. Right now, let's take a quick break and continue to listen to NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual art, culture, and the creative community. Stay tuned.